Unit 4. Answering questions and multiple choice. Listening activity number 19. You are going to hear a travel agent discussing a holiday booking with two customers. Listen to their conversation and answer questions 1 to 10.
Good morning. Can I help you?
Yes, good morning. We'd like to book a holiday for July, please.
Certainly. Where did you have in mind?
Oh, well, we haven't thought a lot about it, really. We'd just like to go somewhere hot, you know, and it must be in July.
I see. Well, let's get the dates cleared up first, then we can see about availability. What part of July were you thinking of?
Oh, well, you see, we have slightly different holidays. I've got the whole month, except for the last 5 days. So I could go from the 1st to the 26th. But my friend here doesn't start until the 7th, so I suppose it will have to be the middle 2 weeks, really.
Yes, but I've got to be back before the 23rd.
Okay. Now, let's find a destination. Any preferences? France? Italy?
Oh, not France. We went there last year, and it was absolutely packed with teenagers, making noise and getting drunk all the time.
Yes, it was terrible. We definitely want somewhere quieter this year.
Well, of course, it depends more on the resort rather than the country. There are resorts in every country which cater for the family or the slightly older person. They're usually a shade more expensive, though, as you might expect.
Oh, well, we don't mind paying a bit more if it means more peace and quiet, do we?
Definitely not. It'll be well worth it.
All right. Let's have a look at what we've got on the computer. July. Was it 10 or 14 nights you wanted?
Oh, the fortnight, please.
Right. Well, let's start with Italy. We've got 14 nights, bed and breakfast in Sorrento for £345 from Manchester on the 14th. Or we've got...
No, wait a minute. That's no good for me. We wouldn't get back till the 28th, and I've got to be back at work before that.
Ah, yes. How about Sweden? 2 weeks, half board?
How much would that be?
That would be £540, from Manchester again.
Well, 540... that seems too much.
Well, madam, there's a surcharge for the airport, and it has a 5-star hotel.
Oh, well, it's a bit over our budget, really.
All right, let's try somewhere else. How about Portugal?
Oh, that sounds great. We've never been there before, have we?
Let's see now. We've got 14 nights in Albufeira, half board, from Gatwick, for £385.
Albufeira? Oh, wait a minute. Did you say the flight was from London?
That's right, from Gatwick.
Oh, well, we'd prefer a flight from the north somewhere. Manchester, perhaps. Or even Glasgow.
Listening activity number 20. You're going to listen to a talk about tea in the UK. As you listen, answer questions 1 to 15. First, look at questions 1 to 15. Now listen to the talk.
During the 1930s, there was a popular song which had the title Everything Stops for Tea, and to millions of British people, a restful cuppa is still an ideal way to relax for a few minutes from the rigours of the day. The English custom of drinking tea has its roots in the 17th and 18th centuries. When first imported to Britain, the exotic cha, cha or cha'a, as the Chinese tea was variously called, was considered a man's drink to be enjoyed with colleagues at London coffee shops. These were popular meeting places for many walks of life: politicians, lawyers, poets, actors and writers. Many London clubs began in this manner, and the famous Lloyd's Insurance underwriters started out as Lloyd's Coffee House. In 1706, the first coffee house that offered tea was Tom's Coffee House, owned by Thomas Twining. He realized that he needed to introduce an added attraction to compete with the many other coffee houses in London, and tea was rare, exotic, and extremely expensive. With these credentials, tea became an exclusive drink and enabled Twining to open a tea shop under the sign of the Golden Lion in the Strand. By the 18th century, the ladies of the more affluent classes were going China mad, using tea as an excuse for displaying their extravagant purchases of Chinese porcelain and Dresden tea sets. A comprehensive tea tray would consist of a teapot and stand, teacups and saucers, sugar bowl, milk jug, and basin for discarded tea and tea leaves. Tea was still expensive and kept in locked tea caddies. Skilled craftsmen fashioned caddies of carved inlaid woods fitted with crystal and precious metals. To ensure the servants weren't tempted by this priceless commodity, the caddy was kept locked, and only the mistress of the house held the key and prepared tea when guests came to visit. No well-brought-up young Englishwoman could consider herself socially acceptable unless she knew how to brew a proper cup of tea. As the 18th century progressed, changes in commerce and working hours resulted in the main meal of the day being taken much later in the evening. The prospect of lasting from breakfast until evening did not appeal to the Duchess of Bedford, who is usually credited with being the first to alleviate late afternoon hunger pangs by introducing a small 4 o'clock meal served with tea. With time, the light, wafer-thin toast or delicate white bread gave way to exotic fillings like tomato and egg, cucumber, chicken, or potted shrimps, followed by buttered scones, crumpets, or elegant pastries. The popularity of tea continued to spread, but it was not until 1839 that the first shipment of Assam Indian tea was landed in Britain. A healthy trade with India was soon established, and tea clippers, like the Cuttisak, now a museum in a dry dock at Greenwich, were reaching the peak of their sailing days. In 1879, the first limited shipments of Ceylon tea began to arrive, and by 1880, this had been firmly established alongside Indian and China teas, giving the broad range of teas that are available today. There have been few changes in 3 centuries of tea trading. London is still the centre, and indeed Twining still has a shop on the site of the original Tom's Coffee House at 216 The Strand. The name Twining has been linked with tea for over 280 years. Indeed, it was Richard Twining, in his capacity as chairman of the dealers of tea, who in 1784 persuaded Prime Minister William Pitt to reduce the high tax on tea, making the beverage more accessible to the general public.
Unit 5. Note completion and true or false.
Listening activity number 1. You are going to listen to a talk about student coach cards. As you listen, fill in the missing words in the blanks.
If you are a student in full-time education or a sixth former aged 16 or over, you can get a student coach card for only £3.90. It will save you 33% off your standard fares throughout Britain on National Express and Scottish CityLink services. You even get this discount on midweek returns. It also entitles you to 10% off some continental services and to discounts on some Oxford CityLink and Invictaway services. A student coach card lasts for a full 12 months with no restrictions. You can get your student coach card at student travel offices, many National Express and Scottish CityLink agents by post simply by completing the attached coupon. Listening activity number 2. You are going to listen to a talk about telephone services. Listen carefully and fill in the missing words in the blanks.
Alarm calls to wake you up in the morning should be booked before 10:30 p.m. the previous evening. Transferred charge calls are those where the people you want to speak to agree to pay for your call to them. Transferred charge calls can also be made to many countries abroad. Personal calls are those where you tell the operator the name of the person you wish to speak to. You are not connected if that person cannot be found, though a message can be left for him or her to ring the operator later. This service is normally available for international calls as well. For emergency calls, if you want the police, fire or ambulance services in an emergency, dial 999. Tell the operator the service you want. Give your exchange and number, or all figure number as appropriate. Wait until the emergency authority answers. Then give them the full address where help is needed and other necessary information. 999 calls are free.
Listening activity number 3. You are going to hear a talk about bats. Listen carefully to the talk and fill in the missing information in the notes below, and then indicate whether the following statements are true or false. Now listen to the talk.
Good morning, I'm James Austin, an animal researcher. Today I'd like to talk about the bat. Many people are terrified of the black creatures that hang upside down and fly in the dark. Lately, bats have become more popular. The reason is that the last few summers have been unusually warm, with more mosquitoes than usual. Bats eat mosquitoes, sometimes up to 600 in an hour. Bats are an environmentally friendly way to get rid of mosquitoes. So some people who didn't like bats now actually want them to come back. In preparation for more hot summers, people are building bat houses in their basements or garages. The problem is that most people don't know what bats really like. I guess that about 40% of the bat houses will remain empty. Bats like hot places. So bat houses should be of a dark colour to hold the heat inside. They should be 12 to 15 feet off the ground, but not in a tree where they will cool off too quickly when the sun sets. People like the idea of getting rid of mosquitoes without using harmful chemicals.
Listening activity number 4. Patricia bought a video cassette recorder 2 weeks ago, and she has some problems with it now. She is phoning the shop.
Hello, can I help you?
Yeah, I hope so. I've got a problem with the Sony video cassette recorder that I bought from your shop.
A VCR?
Yeah.
Programmable, isn't it?
Beg your pardon?
Programmable.
What do you mean by programmable?
You can program the VCR to record TV shows while you're away.
Yes, that's what it is. What it ought to do. Yes, but I'm afraid it's not doing that. It won't record when I set the timer.
How long have you had it?
Only 2 weeks. I think it's got a 1-year guarantee, hasn't it?
Yes, I believe it does.
Yeah. The problem is that I can't find the guarantee certificate.
You've got the receipt?
Yes, I've got the sales receipt. Yes, now.
Yes.
Can I bring it in to you?
Yes, I'd suggest you bring it back.
Yeah.
I'll take your name. Just let me get a piece of paper. Right. Your name is...
Okay. My name is Patricia Hedge.
Yes, Miss Hedge. And the address?
It's 27 Greenford Avenue.
Greenford Avenue. I know where that is.
OK.
Well, if you bring it in with your receipt...
Yeah, I will.
I'll now talk to my manager about it and... You've had it 2 weeks?
Yes, 2 weeks.
2 weeks, all right.
All right. Thank you very much for your help.
I'll put it down in a book so that if I'm not here, somebody will know about it, all right?
OK, thanks a lot.
Oh, sorry. How much did you say you paid for it?
£100.
I see. All right. I've got the particulars. Thank you, then.
OK, thank you. Bye.
Listening activity number 5. You are going to hear a dialogue about opening a bank account. First, look at questions 1 to 10. Now, listen to the dialogue. Mr. Smith wants to open a bank account. He comes to a Barclays bank and talks to one of the staff there.
Good afternoon. What can I do for you, sir?
Good afternoon. I've just come to London for a visit. I need to open an account, but I don't know what type of account I could open.
All right. How long will you stay in London?
A couple of months. Then I will go back to my country.
And how much money would you like to put in the bank?
About £2,000.
Well, you could open a higher rate deposit account. It requires £500 to open the account.
What is the advantage of this account?
As the name implies, the main feature of this option is that interest is 9% on net and 11.5% on gross. If you are non-residents, you could get interest on gross. And another bonus point to note is that interest is calculated daily and paid quarterly. In other words, the interest earned over a quarter, you are getting interest on your interest.
Oh, I understand. How can I withdraw money? Do I get a checkbook?
I'm afraid the only access to it is to come to your branch.
I see. What happens to the account if the balance goes below £500?
The rate of interest will be reduced and goes down to 5.52%. You can go below £500, but you can't overdraw on this account.
What should I do if I want to close the account?
1 day's notice is needed. You should go to your branch and give notice that you would like to close the account. Then, come in the following day. Take your money out. That's it.
Thank you very much for your help. Now, I would like to open a higher rate deposit account.
That's lovely. Please fill in this form. Listening activity number 6. You are going to hear a talk from a course director. First, look at questions 1 to 9. As you listen, fill in the gaps and answer the following questions.
I'd like to welcome you all here today and to say how pleased we are with the interest you have shown in our PGCE training course at Sussex. We hope this morning to provide you with a brief introduction to the course and take you around the department to meet some of the present trainees. Please don't hesitate to raise with me any questions that may come up. Firstly, let me say something about our approach to teacher training. There is a variety of opinion about the proper balance that should exist within initial teacher education between working in schools and the study of the disciplines of education. Our strong conviction that beginning teachers need to confront and reflect on ideas about the aims and methods of education shows the weight we give to the latter. But we believe even more strongly that the craft of teaching is best learnt in school, working with practicing teachers. This is why teachers in school are our partners in providing the course, and why there is a major stress on the school experience. Finally, we believe that learning should be an enjoyable activity, conducted in cooperation rather than competition with others. and we hope that the university and school settings and the structure of the course enable it to be so. In the university, most of the teaching takes place in small group seminars and workshops, and the Sussex interdisciplinary ideal is maintained by many tutors who are engaged in teaching and research in arts, social studies, or science, as well as in education. Most applicants are interviewed before places are offered. This not only helps us with the selection process, but gives you the opportunity to decide whether our course is for you. You'll generally know a couple of weeks after the interviews whether your application has been successful or not. Well, if there are no questions, let me hand over to Mrs. Jean Brodie, who'll tell you a bit about the actual course content.
Listening activity number 7. You're going to hear an announcement. As you listen, fill the missing information in the notes below and then indicate whether the following statements are true or false. Now listen to the announcement.
Ladies and gentlemen, if I could have your attention for a moment, please. We're arriving at Cambridge now, and there are a few important things I need to say. First of all, please remove all valuables from the coach because we can't guarantee their safety. That's all cameras, bags of value, etc. Thank you. Now, it would be a good idea to make a note of the number on the front of the coach so that you can recognise it in the coach park. Turning to the tour, I'd like to ask you all to stay with your own group. Please don't wander off, as the town is quite large and you can get lost easily. So please keep with your group. Thank you. Regarding photographs, these can only be taken at certain points in the town, so please obey your guide's instructions. That's photographs. Please watch the restrictions. Finally, ladies and gentlemen, the coach will leave the coach park at 18:15. That's 6:15, so please be on time. Have an enjoyable tour. Thank you.
Listening activity number 8. Debbie buys a newspaper and then goes to the cafe. She sits next to a man and they discuss the gales. As you listen to their conversation, fill in the gaps in the notes below and then indicate whether the following statements are true or false. Now listen to the conversation.
Hello, do you mind if I sit here?
No, please do.
This is horrifying, isn't it? Have you read the news about the gales? It says that gales reaching 90 miles per hour swept Britain last night, and 2 more days of wind and rain are forecast.
Oh, no.
It says that in the early evening, gusts had been recorded of 94 miles per hour in Aberporth, South Wales, 82 miles per hour in the Cairngorms in Scotland, and 78 miles per hour in Camborne, Cornwall.
Oh, yes. The Clarence Esplanade at Southsea, Hampshire was closed due to fears that walkers might be swept away over sea walls.
Police in London had warned people not to travel unless their journey was essential.
Oh, look at the report for Wales. It was very serious. The roofs were blown off houses and trees were blown down. Engineers battled to restore electricity supplies to 3,000 customers in Anglesey after a 33,000-volt cable was damaged.
Yes. Oh, it says 1,000 homes in Gwynedd also lost their electricity supply. These were the worst gales of this year.
Yes, I think so. It's really unusual weather this year, and